16 Houston, on this panel that you were looking at that the particles are coming off of, that's not a hard piece of structure there. That's just a thermal protection covering, a standoff that's over the top of the RCSA system tanks. And all the RCSA tanks are under there, and what we're concerned about is that one of those tanks may be leaking and affecting that thermal protection blanket on top.
Okay.
Okay, we're considering a possibility of taking a look at the lift system.
I'm not sure. The picture that we're trying to paint here is like you had painted something, and then all the paint started to peel off. It's all stripping up like an old, real, like you painted an old barn and had the paint come off of it. And it's all standing out. You can see it kind of released from the surface. And I don't know if that fits your picture or not.
Roger, I think that's the way we understand it. Are you still getting those particles coming off pretty fast here now?
They're not coming off as fast as they were a while back, but maybe that's our sun angle has changed to make them quite as obvious.
Roger.
That last description came from Ken Mattingly. Ken describing the appearance of that thermal skin as looking like an old barn in need of paint, where the paint is, or whatever the coating is lifting up and kind of peeling back. And our LEM systems engineer, who has done a bit more digging into the nature of the skins at that portion, at that point on the LEM, describes it as an aluminum skin, about 4 mils thick and painted. So that would go along with the crew's description of paint peeling. This, as we mentioned previously, the skins at various portions on the LEM differ. Typically, they would be mylar-type material, but there are also skins that are aluminum.